We are in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, the Tar Heel Pro Day just wrapping up. We are live. Greg Brannon, Brian Strickland, Mike Kraft. It feels like football weather, fellas. Goodness gracious. We had the sun earlier. Sun went away. It's blustery. I feel like it's a October, November afternoon.
We're getting ready for a tailgate party, actually.
Feels like we're getting ready for a tailgate party. Glad you're with us. Guys, Tar Heel Pro Day just wrapping up. Every time we come out here, a lot of athletes, a lot of quality athletes. The NFL very well represented. A lot of scouts, coaches. Saw Marvin Lewis out there on the practice field. As a matter of fact, I think things are still wrapping up down there. You know, every one of these pro days seems to have its own personality. What did you get? What was that sense today?
Well, my sense today was it was an effort to take these athletes out of their comfort zone. This pro day today probably had more position coaches than any of the ones we've done in North and South Carolina. And what these position coaches did, came in, they took these guys, took defensive linemen, worked them out during linebacker drills, took linebackers and had them work out as defensive backs. And one of the things that does and does for these scouts and coaches is you look at a guy a little bit outside his comfort zone, see him stretch a little bit, and see if he's going to compete. And we really did see some guys help their draft stock with that today, didn't we, Mark?
Yeah, I mean, some of the guys in particular we saw along those lines. One that's important would be, you take a look at Jonathan Cooper, the offensive guard, probably going to be the first Tar Heel taken. We're talking first round, just found out today, got confirmed that he's been invited to New York to do the green room thing.
So that's big.
Obviously that tells you something about the anticipated stock for him. And you see him work at center some. And in that case, it does matter that a guy is versatile. Then you look at a guy like Sylvester Williams, another potential first-round pick, a defensive tackle. You know, they were working him at linebacker some today. He's not going to play linebacker in the NFL, but obviously you get a look at his athletic ability. And then you go down to Kevin Reddick, who's, you know, I shouldn't say down to, that sounds bad, but, you know, Kevin Reddick, another draftable linebacker working out at defensive backs today. But that's a linebacker that led the ACC in tackles for loss this year. I mean, when you see a linebacker doing that, you know he's got some skills. None of the guys hurt themselves out here today, I didn't think, Mike.
Mike, let me ask you, what are the scouts, what are the coaches trying to do by pushing these guys, by taking them out of their comfort zone and maybe not realizing when they hit the practice field they're going to have to do some different sort of drills? What are they trying to accomplish?
Well, let's go to a guy like Sylvester Williams. Everybody thinks of a defensive lineman. They work in a limited amount of space. But one of the interesting things about Williams, he talked about working with Warren Sapp out in Arizona. And Sapp talked to him about having the quickness to beat his man off the line of scrimmage and also get to the quarterback. So you watch him out here today working in space a little bit and pushing himself. And he looked great. I mean, we saw him down at the Senior Bowl in Mobile. And today he looked as if he has really been putting in the work. And that's one of the things these scouts want to see, have these guys really put action to their words when they say, hey, I have a dream to play in the NFL. And he's one of those guys that really showed up today.
And Brian, you've mentioned a number of guys today. Who else kind of caught your eye who maybe performed better or at least, you know, met expectations?
Well, keeping the versatility theme going, a different type of versatility. Gio Bernard, the running back, quite an impressive guy.
Yes.
You know, had two great years at North Carolina. And he's out to prove that he can be an every down back. I think film shows that he can, but, you know, there are always going to be doubters out there. He didn't do a lot of different drills today. Today he was out there, you know, taking a lot, catching balls. He said that was his main thing today, to show that he could catch balls. But he led the nation in punt return average. So that's a different type of versatility. We know special teams certainly plays into a lot of these guys' futures.
Hey, just to drill down in one of the things I saw from him today, they had him reading as if he was running inside zone. They had him doing two different reads, front side reading a three tech and back side reading a nose tackle. And in that, he has a limited amount of space to change directions, make a cut, and get north. And it was just awesome. You heard oohs and ahs from the crowd watching him, because he's literally able to change directions, get from A gap to B gap or vice versa without losing speed. And I talked to him about that, and he was real proud of the fact that he got to show that today.
Yeah.
Well, and we talk so much about the individual drills, and some of these players will do individual workouts with some of the teams. And, Mike, I almost had to pull you out of the O-line drill, and I want to ask you about that. There are a couple of former Panther O-line coaches. Jeff Davidson was down there, Paul Boudreau. But just watching, and I like to watch you watching the drills, because for the more uneducated viewers, me, Brian, We're not seeing all the little stuff. What can you really see? Because these guys do these drills time after time after time. But what can you really ascertain by watching a guy work through these drills?
Well, it's not just watching the guys, but it's watching the guys together. I mean, they're all fine athletes down there. But when you watch a guy like Jonathan Cooper, his economy of motion, one of the drills they had him doing was they were lining up at guard and they were pulling around as if they were running power or trapping. And just to watch his footwork, because they use what's called a skip pull, and I'm telling you, the footwork, watching this guy, and he really is moves smoothly, and as I said, he gets where he's going, but he doesn't look like he's in a hurry.
So no syrupy word for that?
Syrupy. Yeah.
Well, as we get ready to wrap things up, just some parting thoughts. Again, a very efficient pro day. The guys here in North Carolina, I tell you what, they really run it quick. As far as the weights and the measurables, they were quickly out here on the field to deal with these dozen-plus athletes.
Yeah. I will mention, you mentioned footwork. I will mention one more guy, if you don't mind.
Let me guess, kicker.
The kicker, yeah. I mean, that's the last thing going on out here is Casey Barth, and Panthers fans may recognize that last name because Connor Barth for the Buccaneers had a heck of a game against the Panthers this past season. So, we got to cover it all, man.
Runs in the family, is that what you're saying?
It does. I mean, a guy from Wilmington, I don't think he's liking the weather out here today one bit. Much like us, he'd rather be on the beach surfing. But, another prospect to keep in mind. We won't see many kickers drafted, but it's always, you always keep an eye on those guys.
Mike, how about you?
Well, one thing I want to commend is our scouts and our coaches, position coaches. And they've been all over the country in the last 60 days, and folks are like, what can you learn now? But there is always just one more thing to learn about each one of these NFL draft prospects, and Panther fans can rest assured that the Panthers general managers, scouting staff, and coaches are leaving no stone unturned.
Well, and it has been quite a journey. We've been only on a small portion of this scouting journey, if you will. Started, 3 weeks ago, Mike, in Clemson. We've been to Appalachian State, North Carolina State, Duke yesterday, North Carolina today. We will wrap up our pro day journey. Tomorrow we'll cross south of the border, head down to Columbia, South Carolina, the University of South Carolina, and the Gamecocks. And much like North Carolina, guys, would you not anticipate some pretty quality athletes?
Always.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Especially on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you joining us live here in Chapel Hill at the University of North Carolina Tar Heels Pro Day. We will see you tomorrow in Columbia, South Carolina.